Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you ever have ever accompanied me to a burial in our cemetery, just up the road or at any other cemetery, you will have sung the hymn that we just sang. That is the hymn that I have the people gathered there sing as we lay that body to rest in the ground. Written during the life of a man who lived basically the same time as Luther, sometimes confused actually as being written by Luther himself, it is a beautiful hymn. It is short, even though it's 7 stanzas, it does not take very long to sing, and it is very sweet. When you give consideration to the fact that as we are gathered there, maybe it's the spouse, maybe it's the children, or sadly in some cases, the parents of the person being laid to rest, we sing these words. We have no cause to mourn or weep. Pastor, how on earth can you have us sing those words as I am mourning and I am in weeping? Securely shall this body sleep till Christ himself shall death destroy and raise the blessed dead to joy. That is why we can sing those words. Yes, you all have felt it. Maybe it was your spouse, your parents, your children, a dear friend whose life was cut tragic. You've all experienced that pain, that mourning, and perhaps the weeping. But for the Christian, we do not mourn and weep as those who are uninformed. Yes, we might cry, but not for that person, but rather for the separation that we have to deal with. It would make no sense for us to mourn or weep for that person who dies in the Lord Jesus Christ, because death has been made a portal by Jesus to everlasting life. Therefore, we can sing those words. That's not the final story. Laying that body into the ground is not the final word. Jesus Christ shed his blood to wash that body thoroughly, completely, totally. His blood marks them as his very own. And that is why, as we gather up that casket with that dear Christian, that brother or sister in Christ, here in front, we lay a funeral pall over that body to show that this person has been washed in the blood of the Lamb, that just as she or he had received the robe of Christ's righteousness in baptism, they receive it for all of eternity. You feel the effects of sin. When I read those words, and I had a service at Waterford Senior Living just this afternoon, surrounded by our very seasoned members of our society, I said, I get it. You know exactly what those words mean, to groan in your body. I said, when you've reached that age, you didn't have to do anything strenuous the day before, but when you wake up, oh, my back hurts, my neck hurts, my knees hurt. Your knees give out, you need to replace them. Your hips give out, you need to replace them. Your shoulders no longer work. You no longer are able to keep the pace that you once kept. It is important that you continue to exercise your bodies when you are young and then to take care of them as you age. Your body is a gift from the Lord. It is his temple. The Holy Spirit dwells in you, and the way you care for your body matters. But in this tent, we groan. We feel the effects of sin. This body was never supposed to wear out. It was meant to be for all of eternity. But eventually, it does give out. Maybe the cancer comes. Maybe it's not cancer, but it's just the fact that your eyes grow dim and your heart grows dim and These things don't work anymore. Your kidneys no longer work, and eventually your body simply shuts down. There is groaning in that. And then there is death. And I know that when you are going through those moments, when you are holding their hand as they pass through this veil of tears to Jesus, yes, there is an ache of separation. But not for them. Death has been made a portal. St. Paul writes, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." The years that God has placed you on this earth are for His purpose. The fact that you are still here means that you are still here to glorify Him. His work through you is not done. For the little old lady who sits in her home all alone, day in and day out, her days are filled with prayer. And her days of prayer help this world continue going. For her prayers are faithful. She prays for health. Most importantly, she prays for faith. For strengthening not only her faith, but the faith of those that she holds dear. Even when she begins to question why she is still here, she is here because God is not finished with her. God is not finished with you. You have more years left to glorify His name, and for as long as you still have life here, that's your purpose. You shine the light of Christ. And at the same time, you will prepare every day for it to be your last. Whether it's because of old age, whether it's because of cancer, or whether it's because of some tragic accident, you be ready. You stay awake. You be watchful. Every single day, praying that the Lord would take your sins away, that He would forgive you, and that if it be His will, He would take you to Himself in heaven. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray Thee, Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray Thee, Lord, my soul to take. And this I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. A beautiful prayer. A prayer that recognizes, even on the lips of children, that that could be the last time that their eyes close in this life. But when they awake, they shall see Jesus, at least in their soul. Death is a separation from the body and the soul, after all, and it temporarily goes to praise Him, waiting for the day of resurrection for those who believe. But that's not the end either. No, eternity is not just your spirits worshiping God. Eternity is your body and soul worshiping Him for all of eternity. Your body that we will lay into the ground is planted as a seed. And this is why, at our cemetery especially, we bury the bodies so that their feet are planted toward the east. So that on the day of our Lord's resurrection, or not His resurrection, but the day of resurrection, they will face the rising of the sun. What a joy that day will be. Yes, you are temporarily separated from these loved ones. But if they die in Christ, then that separation is not eternal. I say these things to you. We sing those words at the grave. And we sing, "Then let us leave this place of rest and homeward turn, for they are blessed who heed God's warning and prepare, lest death should find them unaware." We walk by faith and not by sight. It is by faith that we believe that planting that body in the ground, we will see that person again. We believe that Jesus will come with the trumpets blaring, the voice and the cry of command of the angels and the archangels, and He will ride in all of His glory. That every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess Jesus as Lord. But we believe these not because we see them, but because God has granted us faith. These are the days that we walk by faith and not by sight. Eventually, faith will end because we will see them with our own eyes. These are the days of preparation. How do you live your daily life? Is it preparing for death? Is it preparing that the fact that you might not actually die, that you might not see death, but that Jesus Christ could return before you die? Or is it just in comfortability? Is it not in actually providing care for your bodies because you don't believe that you need them after you die anyway? Yes, God will glorify your bodies. Your knees that were replaced will be your own. Your hips that were replaced will be your own. You will run and not grow weary. You will rejoice for all of eternity. As you are, glorified, sinless for all time. Glorify God in your body this day and every day that He has given you. But be prepared for death. Recognize that it is a portal to Him. And so the church sings, "So help us, Jesus, ground of faith. Thou hast redeemed us by thy death, from endless death, and set us free. We laud and praise and worship thee." Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.